Congratulations, and thank you very much for your time, ma'am.
Thank you again.
Item number two, please.
Item number two, from the County Executive, appointing Mr. Daniel Dennehy to the Milwaukee County Personnel Review Board for a term expiring October 31st, 2014.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank
Dr.
you.
Colton.
Thank you, Chairman, Supervisors. I'm pleased to introduce Daniel Dennehy, County Executive's second appointment to the Personnel Review Board. Mr. Dennehy advises private sector clients, especially healthcare providers, on all aspects of employing personnel and labor relations, and is seen as an expert in that field. The County Executive is excited to also have him serve on the Personnel Review Board and contribute to that board. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisors Cullen, Haas, Lipscomb, then Jerzyk, in that order.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Dennehy, thank you for being willing to help us. On your resume, it says something about defending against the first healthcare whistleblower claim heard by the Labor Industry Review Commission. Can you?
I can't quite hear you, sir.
Sorry. It says on your resume that you defended against the first healthcare whistleblower claim heard by the Labor Industry Review Commission.
Yes.
What case was that?
The case involved Divine Savior Healthcare, and it was the first case that went up after the legislature had passed the Healthcare Whistleblower Act. And we had a person who accused a doctor of being Dr. Death, and she was intimidating coworkers. And eventually we brought her in, told her to stop this. The medical examining board come in and investigated the doctor and found nothing wrong with his practice. And then when we terminated her because of her lack of good faith and what she was doing after it had all been explained to her. And basically what happened is we brought in a sophisticated specialist who was keeping more patients in the rural hospital and not sending them to Madison, so more people were dying, and this woman was dealing with these people, and she found it very difficult that more patients were dying in the hospital, and that was the basis of why she felt she initially brought her complaint. And so when she was terminated, she brought a claim, and we went through the ERD process up to the point where the Labor Industry Review Commission confirmed the ALJ's decision that we hadn't violated the law.
Thank you.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, Mr.
Morning.
Dennehy. Thank you for coming before us. I also, of course, reviewing your resume, very impressive record. Congratulations on your obtaining your JD with the top honor magna cum laude. Point of curiosity, my wife, some 30 years later, graduated same institution, same honor. So congratulations to her. I hope she's of a similar rank as you in quality.
Isn't it just vice?
Did she want to volunteer?
you will note she's not present here today, sir. Looking over this a bit, I see you have some rather extensive experience with labor law. That's my interpretation. Is that correct, sir?
About 95% of everything I do involves employment and labor, and I've done it for almost 35 years.
Okay, that's very good. Do you find, you would know then, have you been on the employer side, on the complainant side, employee side? Or
again, about 95% of everything I do is to represent employers.
Mm-hmm.
Occasionally, I have represented employees.
Okay. And you would treat them, regardless of whether they're the employer or employee, you would give them the same vigorous service. Is that correct, sir?
I don't believe I have any prejudice. I think I'm very knowledgeable about the law and employment and labor matters, and I think my reputation is that I'm fair and that I could be fair if I served on this board.
Okay. Thank you. And did you receive, can you tell me what kind of communication you received from the executive's office about this position and expectations for your role here?
Well, I can tell you I was called by Eli Lichting of Quarles & Brady, who had been asked to be considered this position. and would I be interested? I said I would be interested, and so then I was invited to meet with Chris Abley, and I spent about an hour with him, and then I'm here today. So that's pretty much my involvement. I don't have any political involvement, and I never knew Mr. Abley before I had that conversation with him when he interviewed me. As far as the workload, I don't know that I know all of what's got to be done. I do know that there's a very big backlog. I've been asking questions about different things, and they tell me that's what we need to do. And as far as the hiring of the secretary, I mean, I said, do you have a job description? And they said, well, we're working on it. So I envision that there's a lot to do. And I think that one of the things that maybe helpfully might help the budget is you now have two attorneys on the panel, if you approve me, and we have more knowledge, I think, than non-attorneys who deal with these things for the most part. And so perhaps we can use less outside counsel.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Lipscomb.
Mr. Denny, he's a constituent of the 1st District. I want to move approval.
Supervisor Lipscomb moves approval. Supervisor Jersey.
Supervisor Lipscomb beat me to that. Mr. Denhays, a former classmate of mine at Marquette, and I can vouch that he was an outstanding student, and I'm just impressed with the quality of folks that are coming before us this morning for this job. I guess I would just ask the same question. You understand the kind of work that's going to be involved, which pretty much translates almost into a pro bono type of service.
I can assure you, for the salary, I didn't do it for the financial gain.
I'm sure you didn't, because it's not.
As I told Chris Abley, I don't need to do this, but I'm willing to do it for Milwaukee County.
Thank you. I appreciate your service, and I do hope my colleagues will give you unanimous approval.
The motion is to confirm. Supervisor Lipscomb moved to confirm. Mr. Dennehy, you indicated that you are well versed in labor law and that you will be fair for cases that come to you. It's not as if you will have a bias one way or another, that you will be fair.
I think I will be fair. And when I evaluate cases that come into me, you know, whether it be an employee case or a management case, and largely they're management cases, if there are problems, then I interact and try to resolve those problems. I don't really believe in litigation, although I've been involved in month-long trials. And so at an arbitration, I would hope that both parties have talked, tried to work things out, and if they can't, then you present the facts to me and I make an evaluation.
Thank you very much, sir. We have a motion to confirm. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Schmidt?
Aye.
Roma West?
Aye.
Jersic?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Stamper?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Mr. Chair?
Aye.
9 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend confirmation prevails.
Thank you.